Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. For by it elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtaineth witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So I'm sure a familiar scripture for us here is that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And today I just want to talk about faith today, and that and the power of faith and what it really is. It's not, you know, there are things that we can hope for, which is what the scripture says. There are things hoped for, but faith is the substance of those things. Faith is hope made real. You know, we can hope for things and we hope that happens, or we wish that happens, or it would be nice if that happens. But faith is that happens. It's going to happen. And it's just as sure as you believe it, it's already happened. So that's what faith is. Faith is truly believing, you know, in the promises of God. It's not just hoping that God answers your need, or hoping that God answers your prayer, or coming to church hoping that God speaks to you. But if you have faith that he will speak to you, then he will speak to you. You know, even sometimes if you don't always feel, you know, maybe emotionally there, or however you want to put it, but if you have faith that something's going to happen, then it can still happen. And even Brother Wade, you know, a while back preached on part of accepting the promises of God is having the right mental attitude. Remember Brother Branham said having the right mental attitude towards the promises of God. So not, you know, many people get caught up in emotions and in feelings, and sometimes even camps and meetings, and people just want to go to the camps and just get excited and jump and scream. But the way we accept the promises of God is through the correct mental attitude. You know, because even when he talks about how the Pentecostals went wrong, when they had, you know, they had some revelation, and they had, you know, this they were very zealous in the way they worship, in the way that they speak in tongues, and they shout and scream and they sing, and that they have such a passionate way of worshiping. But when the word is actually, you know, made to come forth, then they kind of lose their passion. They don't truly see that what's happening in the word is not being revealed to them in the present day. So they like the excitement, they like the thrill almost. You know, the Pentecostals, it's almost like riding a roller coaster. And it's just a thrill, it's like just a rush. You know, like the people who are addicted to adrenaline rushes, it's just a rush, something to do. But for us as Christians to truly accept what God is putting in front of us, we have to believe it and have the right mental attitude towards the promise. And oftentimes, that's the hardest part, is because, as Brother Branham said, the hardest battle ever fought, you know, is in our mind. So having the right mental attitude is easier said than done, but by faith we can do it. If we believe that God will give us strength, then he will give us strength. As that song says, you know, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. That song is based off of scripture, where it's like, if God, you know, just believe that God will do these things for you, and if you believe that God will do them, then you know that they'll absolutely be done, because he is the absolute. So faith is more than hope. Faith is more than feeling good or feeling like you want to come to church or always feeling like really into the service. But faith is believing and having the right mental attitude towards what God said and what God promised. Even if, you know, because there's just going to be times where you just don't feel like it, or even times where you don't feel like naturally just going to school or going to work. But you have to believe that, you know, you need to do the work so you can get a certain grade. And, you know, and whether or not you feel like doing the work, if you do the work, regardless of how you feel, you will get a certain outcome out of it, regardless of how you may feel while doing the work. So even when you praise, even when you come to church and you amen and you listen to the word, it's not always about how you feel, but it's how you believe, and then you will get the results. And even when you come up to things that you don't understand, you know, have faith that God will reveal those things to you. And have faith that, you know, the supernatural can happen. Have faith that divine healing can happen. Have faith that God can move, you know, in your classroom. Have faith that God can move in your family. And all those things. Have faith that God can move, you know, in the job you want to apply for. Have faith that God will move in your future, in your future career. You know, and all those things. Just have faith. And have the right mental attitude towards His promises. You know, you can always... I guess get high on an emotion, but having the right mental attitude and knowing what God said and just accepting that as plain as it is, you know, as plain as it's written on the paper, is just accepting it as fact, and having the right mental attitude towards it, that can be so much more impactful than feeling good in the moment and then saying that you believe it in the moment. And let's go to verse 5. Where, and this is a good example of why, you know, we don't just believe in just the New Testament. Because even throughout this whole chapter, he's giving examples of all these Old Testament saints and the things that they went through and how they had to have faith to overcome these things and believe by faith to do these things. The first story we've already read is of Cain and Abel, but it's going on to Enoch, Noah, Abram, and Sarah. And all these things where these Old Testament saints had to have faith. And that's why, you know, we don't just believe in New Testament only, but we believe in the whole Bible. And even the Bible says that these Old Testament things are as examples to us and how to approach our lives, how to approach God in certain situations, how to have faith. And everything is going to type the bride and type Jesus. And Brother Brandon even said, if you don't see Jesus Christ in every verse of the Bible, you know, you need to go back and read it, because everything is going to point right back to Him. So verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God without believing, because you have to believe that He is and believe that He rewards you for seeking Him. So nothing in there is, you know, just getting excited or getting emotional or having a feeling, but everything in there is exactly as Brother Branham said, is having the right mental attitude and believing that He will reward you for seeking Him the way that, you know, the scripture says, and to believe that He is, and that He will reward you for seeking Him, even when things you don't understand or things that happen to you that understand people that happen to other people that you don't understand, but to believe that God has His hand in all of it. And there's promises in the scriptures, like, you know, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And if we have the new birth and we understand that our righteousness is not built in our actions or ourselves, but it is built, you know, in Jesus and the spirit that dwells in us, and we understand that our footsteps are also ordered by the Lord because of His righteousness dwelling in us and making us righteous, making us perfect through Him living in us. So that's how you please Him. That's how you know, that's how you serve God. That's how you know, serve other people. And truly, the whole emphasis of the Bible and living a Christian life is of faith. You can't, you know, even the way you treat other people, the way we treat each other, is based on how God wants us to treat each other. And if you have faith that the Word is true and that this is God's thoughts expressed, and He's trying to show this to us, then you have faith enough to live it and take it seriously, so that, you know, it can be edifying to others. And verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithfully who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. So it speaks of Moses and how Moses had to have faith of what God was telling him about how the flood was coming and how there was going to be rain and all these things. And it was a long time Moses was building that boat, and people called him crazy and all these things, and sure, he's persecuted and made fun of and called names, but he had faith that what God was telling him was true. So he just kept building, kept working, kept preaching, and by that faith, he was able to save his family. And he had to have that faith, because without that faith, he couldn't have pleased God to win his favor and to save his family in that situation. And Abraham is saying, offering up Isaac as a sacrifice, you know, knowing that God had promised him Isaac, had promised him a son, and that Isaac was the manifestation of that promise, knowing that whatever happened, that God would give him Isaac. Even if you had to go up and kill him and raise him back from the dead, Abraham just went up anyways and did exactly what God told him to do. And we even see this with David, you know, and David is a good example of us in a way, because David was given a promise. David had an anointing on him. And David knew he was going to be king. And he had faith in that promise. So much faith that he had no fear when facing Goliath, because he knew that he had to be king one day. He knew that he had an anointing on him. So he knew that no matter what, he was going to get through this battle somehow, some way, through God. And we are the same way, because we have all these promises laid within the Bible that we just need to take hold of, and we just truly believe them the way David did. You know, sometimes imagine if David was like what we are sometimes, where we see these promises and we know that there's promises for us, but you know, we don't truly have the faith that we should. And that and Brother Branham, you know, talks about how this lady he was trying to help, she had hope, but she didn't have faith. So what if we just had hope? It's like, well, I hope God will, you know, I hope God will answer my prayer. I hope God will give me this promise. But David didn't have hope. David had faith. He knew for a fact. And that is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, is when you know through faith and through the right mental attitude towards God's promise, you know that that it will be answered. So David had that faith so much that he could just face Goliath and not fear, because he knew that God would bring him out somehow. God would deliver him. God would protect him. Whatever needed to happen, David knew it was going to happen, because God had given him a promise and anointed him for a purpose. And the same way that we in this age are anointed for a purpose and for a promise, and we have a responsibility. And all these, you know, blessing that we can hold on to. And I'm going to read a quote from Brother Branham from Faith is the Substance. He says, a little girl in there that weighed 47 pounds, 27 years old, weighed 47 pounds, by the name of Georgie Carter, with tubercular. She belonged to the same church, and so the people through the neighborhood said, let she be on her back now for 9 years and 6 months, and said, let her get well and we'll believe it. But my friends, she's my piano player in the Milton Baptist Church tonight. But do they believe? No, even one raised from the dead, they don't believe in it. So that's something that's sometimes hard for us to wrap our heads around, that God can show signs and wonders and miracles and things, and people still won't believe. So, you know, and sometimes people always wonder why, you know, people who maybe who don't believe and don't really understand the gospel, is that why doesn't God show himself? Why doesn't God reveal himself? Why doesn't God, you know, do these things? Or why doesn't he just show himself to everyone? But here he's saying that even when he does these things, people don't believe. So, you know, God is sovereign in what he chooses to show and who he chooses to show certain things. But even then, when Brother Branham healed this girl, and they were saying they would believe if she were healed, and then she gets healed, and they still don't believe. So faith is not even, you know, faith isn't strengthened by things that we see or the works and miracles that are performed, but faith is strengthened by the Word of God living in us and us accepting the Word of God, regardless of what we see. You know, oftentimes in the world, there's this saying that we have to see it, you know, to believe it. But in the Word of God, it's more so that you have to believe it to see it. And once you believe that it is so, then it will be so. So to truly have faith, you believe it, and then it will manifest itself. But these people said, you know, the world says, you know, see it to believe it. And these people have seen it. They saw her healed, and they still don't believe it. But it would be better if they were to have faith and have believed it and then see it come to pass. You know, because then they would have something. They would have that character and that the gift that God is trying to, you know, instill in them to see the promises instead of just showing them promises, and yet they still don't believe. So it's not by the signs and wonders and God showing these things that we believe, but it's by faith. And faith is what then lets those things come to pass. It's because we believe. As the song says, only believe, all things are possible. Brother Branham goes on to say, and by the way, a man that laid in the morgue, pronounced dead by 3 doctors, when I went into where he was, he's driving a Pennsylvania locomotive tonight, and still they don't believe. So another instance where a man was pronounced dead by 3 separate doctors, raised from the dead, and yet the people still disbelieve. So it's not about, people can get so worked up in these things and sometimes just get caught up in the emotion of the spirit, but they miss the promises. They miss you know, God coming in their soul and living in them and guiding them throughout their life. And they just go from place to place seeking an experience, but they don't have an experience on the inside. They don't have the new birth on the inside. So when they lack this experience, then, you know, Then that's when you see things that, you know, so we see people leaving the message, we see people, strange doctrines appearing, we see people coming up with all these weird ideas that aren't supported by the prophet or by the Bible. And it's because they've maybe fallen in love with something else in the church. Maybe the people, maybe, you know, the experience, maybe the prestige as the Pharisees did, where they just like the prestige and like to be looked at and have a position in the church, but they don't truly have, you know, God living in their soul. So then, you know, it causes confusion sometimes in these churches. But faith is what comes down on the inside. You can't fake faith. And God's gonna know whether your faith is real, whether it's faith or hope, and whether you truly believe. And only God's going to know that. So he said, that's true. That is true. They won't believe. The hour is here where people's eyes are so blinded to the cares of the world. And there's other cares till they don't even see God. He's right in their midst many times. And they passed by like it was in the days of Christ. They missed seeing him. So, once again, to this point where, you know, God's showing himself. And yet God was right in front of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they missed them. And they were the most religious people of the day. They were the most well-studied. They had the money, the time, and the resources to dive into the scripture. And I'm sure they read the scripture and they knew the scripture. But when the author of those scriptures was standing right in front of them, they called him a devil. They tried to persecute him. They crucified him. You know, they wanted his blood to be on their descendants. They just, all these terrible things, and yet he was right in front of them. So it's important to really understand the distinction between, you know, having our own ideas and truly having faith in what God says, and having a revelation of what's actually happening in front of us, and not just going off of our own ideas. Now look, here's where I want to get you people now on this. The girl thought she believed, just like many of you come down this line tonight. You think you believe, but she did not believe. Now many of you have female trouble. Maybe it's just something another that maybe ulcered stomach, and you have to take your, you have a little time. But that girl, that had to be an emergency. Her life was at stake. Something had to be done. So I said, sister, I do not mean to hurt your feelings, but you do not believe. So this girl said, oh, I believe. I believe, Brother Branham. Well, she thought she believed. Now look, she had hope, but faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see what I mean? So he's talking about a girl who had a condition, and it was severe, and she wasn't going to make it even to the hospital. And she had hope that you know, she could be healed and that these things could happen, but she didn't truly have faith to believe that it would be done. So the essence there is just to realize that God will not lie. God's promises are true. Have faith so that you believe, you know, you believe it before you see it, because that's what faith is truly believing it. And then it comes to pass. Not that, you know, God has to show himself, and then you'll believe him, and then you'll follow him, or then you'll worship him. But you believe it, and then God will show these things to you. He believe that he is, and believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, as the scripture says. So God bless you. You're dismissed.